Most of us, while imagining Indian police cars, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? Very basic old school SUVs ranging from Gypsy to Bolero. These were the cars that were being seen in police duties. But most of these have changed in the past few years. Now, Indian state police owns such cars that are not being used in many developing nations, like Innova, Creta, Tata Safari, Nexon, D-Max or even Toyota Hilux. India's state police has the best of the police cars in today's date. Now, noticing good vehicles with police, people might have this question that maybe public money is being misused by allowing police to have expensive cars. But is this true? Well, I made this episode to learn about this. First, we'll discuss if it's okay to grant police to have expensive cars. Which state police has different and unique cars, and which type of cars do foreign police use, so we do could understand that where do we stand in the world map of police cars. But before that, you know what to do. Please consider following to our podcast so we could have many of these awesome episodes. So let's dive into the episode and discuss the first question. To understand if it's okay to grant police these expensive cars, we must talk about an article available on the internet which was posted by a guy named Abhishek Jha. To understand their daily routine, Abhishek Jha almost spent 12 hours in a PCR van, and his observations were very shocking. PCR, which is police control room mobile, are an important part of police station. And the author was in white Toyota Innova, and which you must have seen on Delhi roads, very common. There were two mini fans and had no AC. Apart from this, the wireless control was attached to the dashboard and the tablet to contact a person who raises a complaint and also to fulfill other tasks. According to the author, it was very difficult to spend 10 to 12 hours in these vehicles. It's so tough that according to an on-duty constable, police duty is so difficult that many times after going home, they don't even feel like eating. And this was said by a constable. Now, based on this statement, you can estimate how difficult is it for a constable sitting in a PCR in this hot weather throughout the day. And because police duty is so tough, they deserve a comfortable car, don't they? And if we talk about other countries whose law and order is stronger than ours, then we understand that they spend a lot on their police force. For example, in 2018, the USA has spent $118 billion. And to understand this, this number is so huge that it's equal to the world's third biggest military force budget. And it's very important too, because the number of good vehicles are more important than the number of vehicles. It's not that these fast police cars are used in daily police chases like GTA 5. A police car also helps with their fast response, because if the police car arrives late at the crime scene, then there is no use of it. So it's very crucial for the police to have a fast and reliable car. Like, we have learned that policemen spend so much time in their cars patrolling, and they spend so much time there. So it is very important for them to have a comfortable and a safe car, because no amount of money is equal to the life lost on the field. This is the reason why we need fast and controllable cars in our country, which could reduce the response time and bring back the suspect safely. And in fact, our government is working on this with the help of their new scheme, like the Modernization of State Police Cars or MPF scheme by the Indian government, where they spoke about overall upgradation of Indian police force and that decent budget and initiatives are also being taken. But the matter of the police is, according to the 7th schedule of the Indian constitution, is the responsibility of the respected state. I mean, the police works according to the state rules, and how effectively a state spends its budget are completely dependent on the state. If you want to understand this process, then let me tell you, the whole process of car selection is dependent on the state police. Because of this, many times we see some mess ups. For example, allowing big cars to the higher ranking officers and leaving the incapable and old cars to the rest. And similar truths were revealed in the report by CAG. CAG is Comptroller and Auditor General of India. When they audited the Kerala police, they found out that Kerala police bought expensive cars for their senior officials and did not grant the other officials the cars to that fulfill their requirement. According to CAG, Kerala police needed 69 cars. Interesting number. Instead, Kerala police bought 41 cars for their higher officials and allowed them. Knowing about these mess-ups, you must have understood that procuring process of these cars is completely dependent on the state government. This is why the whole country doesn't have a single model for the police car. Instead, every state have different police cars. So the car model and how much it should cost is dependent on the police department. But there is a guideline they must consider before buying any police vehicle. Now that we are talking, let's learn about the car models that are used throughout the country. We'll talk about many police cars and we'll not talk about the police car that we already know, like Bolero and Innova. You already know about these, right? And it's no use talking about them. First, let's talk about the Chennai police. So recently, Chennai added 25 Hyundai Cretas to their fleet. It's like the police would flash high beam and blind their thieves before catching them. Well, Chennai police are great, but they are nothing compared to the Kerala police. 45 Force Gurkha are added to the fleet of police of Kerala and all of them are black in color. Now, isn't that awesome? Now, these are very cool cars, but Kerala police has modified them according to their usage. They changed their seating position and they use the steel rims instead of alloy wheels and different etc. etc. Now, Kerala police is not the only one using 4x4s. Recently, Punjab police added 25 Toyota Hiluxes to their fleet after making changes as their requirement. The Toyota Hiluxes come with a specialized tool so they could combat drink and drive and overspeeding cases. And Punjab police force added Toyota Hilux to their Sadak Suraksha force also, which is a team of 1600 people and covering 5,500 kilometers range. Amongst all police cars that were discussed till now, Kolkata police has the most unique cars. Kolkata police bought 226 Tata Nexon EVs. And the reason why I call them unique is because I never saw police department driving an EV. Kolkata is taking Go Green very seriously. And one more thing that you must take seriously is following this podcast. Our community is growing larger and larger and it is a lot of fun watching us grow in number. So let's get back to the topic. Obviously, range anxiety is a hurdle considering police force duties. But on the flip side, being electric vehicles, these cars will save a lot of money for Kolkata police in their operations. This is not the end of the special police car fleet. Madhya Pradesh uses Tata Safari, UPMP and Maharashtra police also uses Tata Nexon, and Karnataka and Haryana police have Artiga and Mahindra Scorpio is seen in many states. But the most unique of these is side-by-side named Polaris Ranger 2, which are used by many police departments in tough terrains and Naxal areas. Now its Indian force just started leveling up their cars, but they have achieved a lot in the short term. But if we compare them with foreign countries, we still have a very long way to go. Like if we talk about America, mostly they use Dodge Charge for pursuit vehicles, which comes up with 380 horsepower V8 engine. Japan uses many small and big cars, but their prime top tier car is Lexus LC500, which comes with 441 horsepower, also V8 engine. And this is special and is rare to spot, but still they have it. Talking about Italy, they have Alfa Romeo cars, which takes care of the police duty. They also use Ford SUVs, the elephant-like Ford SUVs. Talking about the police fleet, we must talk about the UAE. That is a must because they have a very special fleet in terms of police cars. Well, their normal police car is a fleet of SUVs, but they have great SUVs. And recently, Dubai police has added an SUV which is called Gaith, and it's arguably the most advanced police car because it is having thermal imaging camera, AI power computer systems, and the car is equipped with rescue drones. Apart from these regular most usual choices, we see Dubai police with a huge supercar fleet: Ferrari FF, Lamborghini Aventador, Bentley Continental GT, Bentley Bentayga, Mercedes-Benz SLS, AMG, BMW i8 and Aston Martin 177. And yes, they even have a Bugatti Veyron. I don't know what's going on, but yeah. Now, you must have understood that how advanced this police department is. And you must have understood that how the Indian police is competing with these other developed countries in buying police cars and moving forward. But what do you think after this episode? Is this a waste of money or we are trading in the right way? Please let me know in my suggestions. That's it for today. And if you think my podcast has added value to your time, please consider following to my podcast. And if you don't do it, I'll send police to your house, and that also in an old gypsy, which can be rolled on anytime. Thanks for listening. This is Rabjot Singh, your host. Take care and keep being awesome.